Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Living and Thriving time. It's Thursday, my favorite day of the week. Actually, all days that end in the Y are my favorite because every morning I'm blessed to wake up to be a better version of myself and to be with you. It's beautiful. I'm probably one of the luckiest people on the planet because I get to meet so many amazing people from all over the world that live and thrive, and they love to share their story to motivate, inspire, and help you continue to be a better version of yourself for the day. About an hour ago, we were talking to Jennifer Ho, who is a alchemist, and I learned a lot about alchemy, and that was just really cool. And so now I get to talk to Holly Hall, who's a psychic. What? Shut the front door. She's a psychic, so maybe she'll know something about me that none of you do. I don't know. We'll see. But I know that it's going to be a fun show. We're going to learn to live and thrive and be inspired to be the best version of ourselves that we can possibly be. Because life, you know what? Life is all about having fun and doing good things. And that's it. All the other stuff is just bullshit truth. Let me see if I can find Holly. We've got a ton of callers on today. Uh-oh, Holly, I think I lost you. Where are you, Holly? She's on here somewhere. There's so many of you on this call today. I'm excited and a little overwhelmed. So hopefully this is her.
Hello.
Holly? Hello.
Hello, this is a caller. Hi, this is a caller.
Hi, I'm sorry. I was trying to reach Holly. She's on the list here somewhere. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Holly?
I'm not Holly. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
No, I'm not Holly.
There's so many of you on. Hello?
No.
Nope. This is going to be fun. Holly, where are you? I don't see you on my list at all now. But you better call back in, girl. The number to call in at is 929-477-1165. It cracks me up. So here's the fun part about this whole thing. While we're waiting for Holly to call in, now you're all gone. This is so weird. Mercury is in retrograde and it's playing games with me today. So exciting. So Holly is actually, she was recommended by Dr. Shefali, and she was a regular guest who is a regular guest on Oprah, Super Soul Sundays. She is a pretty well-known, amazingly, all over the world, and I cannot wait. Oh, my gosh. There you are, Holly.
Finally.
I
had to hang
gosh.
Up and call back. I could hear you picking up everybody's phone.
I'm like, where did she go? She ran away. No, come back. There's so many people on. Hi, Holly. Tag, you're it.
Happy Mercury retrograde and full moon eclipse.
Oh, my God, girl. It was beautiful to watch, but it's really, like, technology today has been such a challenge, and I'm just kind of laughing at myself going, okay, I surrender this whole process. Everything happens for a reason. Amen.
Exactly. There's some things we just get handed our hand of cards, and we just have to deal with it.
Lord, girl. All right, so now that we have you live and well, who are you, what do you do, and what motivates you to be you?
Oh,
no
my
pressure.
Gosh. No pressure. I have been a master astrologer for about 25, 30 years. I know I've done it in past lives because I picked it up way, way too quickly. And but with that, I do it a bit differently, okay? I do have that psychic ability, and I've had so many people say, well, you must be psychic. There's no way that you could know all of this. But in my mind, I'm getting this all from the universe. I'm getting this all from the stars. And the universe speaks to me through somebody else's chart. It's basically, if you were born with a manual, I'm looking at it. It's extremely cryptic, so it's coded, and I decode it. And I'm able to help people see opportunities for releasing blocks that have been holding them back and opportunities that are advantageous for them in career, business, relationships, love, etc. Because ultimately, we're just here to evolve. As spirits, we're just here to evolve, and there are many opportunities for us to do that in this lifetime, and I can see the timeline around that. No different than a newscaster who does the weather, you know, a forecaster who can see, you know, all of the trends that are coming in and what the weather's going to be like today. I also am an expert in dreams just because I have a million dreams a night. Well, maybe not a million, but I remember at least 5 dreams a night. And it's something that's fascinated me since I was young. So I started working with dreams with my clients too. So I coach my clients because the weather is always changing in astrology, and it's always challenging us. And I help people through making really major business decisions, making personal decisions. And about a year and a half ago, I was endorsed by Dr. Shefali, who's the leading parenting expert, psychiatrist, bestseller that's been on Oprah and Super Soul Sundays more than a dozen times. And since then, I've been working very closely with a lot of her people as well.
That must be quite an honor and very humbling to be like, hey, I've got this really cool ability that I'm just starting to understand myself, and I'm riding this cosmic train, and oh my gosh, you're famous and you want my help?
Yeah.
I mean, whoa.
I know.
Cool,
well, the really cool story around that is about 9 years ago, I owned my own internet radio talk radio station, and I had about 20 hosts. Yeah, and I sold it, and I'm actually about to launch another one. But one of my hosts interviewed Dr. Shefali, and this was before Oprah. And so I really liked what she had to say, and I wanted to interview her, which I did. And then I offered her a reading after, and she said, I wrote a book. I sent it into Oprah. Do you think anything's going to happen with it? And this was in September, and I said, February, you are going to just, you're gonna put your mark on the world, and you'll be unforgettable. You're going to go on your ride, you know, your spiritual journey after that. You won't even know who the little people are anymore, including me. So lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. She got a call by Oprah, and she was on Oprah in February the following year, and the rest is history. We've kept in contact. And, and just recently, about a year and a half ago, I helped her understand some issues around, not issues, just personality traits of her daughter. And she was wowed because I don't know her daughter at all. We've just been in contact, kind of like a business relationship online. In fact, I just met her last September. So in real life. So, she was wowed. So she went and put that out to all her people, which are also, you know, they follow her because she's a parenting coach. They have concerns about their children. And, I've been super, super busy ever since then.
I bet, my goodness. So where did you come to the realization that this was your path? I think all of us try to avoid, deflect. I'm all about changing narratives, and from my own journey, I know that I tried to deflect and avoid and pretend that this is not who I am, but then I just had to accept it. And I know my friends that are psychic like you, they've had their trials and tribulations with acceptance with their path. What was it like for you? I mean, did you always know? Did you embrace it your whole life, or did you have to grow into it?
No, I kind of had to grow into it because my mom is psychic. My great-grandmother was a gypsy. I'm like third generation. I was told by a very famous psychic, mind you, I was 13 years old. He was much older, so I think he's probably passed away now. But at the time, he was famous, and he told me, he's a friend of my mom's, and he told me I was psychic at 13. I'm like, I'm a realist. I'm practical. I'm a scientific mind. You know, I've got a background in philosophy and psychology at the university, and I'm like physics and quantum physics, and I'm into all that stuff, right? And I'm just like, I'm not psychic. I mean, it has to be
right.
Like, you know, school has to be in front of my face showing me. So one of my friends when I was 21 said, you might like astrology. Here's a couple of books, which to this day are the best books to learn astrology, which is it's literally called The Only Way to Learn Astrology by Marion March and MacGyver. And I read the book, and I asked him for the second one, and then I asked him for the third volume, and I've just been doing it ever since. It just spoke a language to me I completely understood. And as I practiced it more and more, I get stories, I get images, I use examples. And every time I would do that, my clients would go, that literally happened to me last week. Or that's literally what's happening right now. Like, how would you know that? Or I've had clients say, you must be like a fly in my wall. How do you know this is going on in our house? You know? So, but I think that the greatest gift around that is being able to decode who you are. We're so multifaceted, and things are constantly shifting and changing and rearranging itself as it should, as we evolve and as we get older. And it's hard for us to look in the mirror and really understand who we are. It's really easy to do that for other people, but it's difficult for us to do it for ourselves. So that's what I do. You know, I help remind people of who they are.
Well, and I love that because I've just come to the realization over the last year that I'm a big bag of water with multitudes of universes all over me. And I'm just a carrier of all of these universes. And as weird as that might sound to some people, if you break it down to the scientific level, because you and I have the scientific mind, you know, all of the bacteria and all the living things that are on your body that make up your body, that's all life. We are so covered in life. We're literally covered in life. And it
basically,
mind
an atom is a mini universe. Yeah.
Say what?
An atom is basically a miniature universe.
Exactly. And
we're made
it's
up
mind-blowing.
Of them. Yeah.
We're just walking universe. And when you get that into perspective, it's really humbling, I think. You know, you can just go, wow. This stuff is really not that important. My body is amazingly intricate and very complex, and the ego and all of the fear-driven thinking that we have really distracts us from our goal of just being happy, don't you think?
No, you're absolutely right. So on a scientific level, our brain, if we want to look at, we've got three brains. We've got the brain, the heart, and the gut. And when I look at someone's chart, I can clearly see which one you navigate through, which one you filter through the most. Some of us filter through all three of them in certain situations, depending on what the situation
right.
is, and I can tell them what that is as well. Some of us just navigate through one center, and we're able to bring the other two into it, which is where we want to be. You know, we want to evolve to being able to use. But the brain basically is just the it just tells us what we're visually seeing, what we're hearing, and it's our ego or our heart center that tells us what to do with that, right? So if I see a certain situation on the street, like an accident, for instance, I'm going to visually hone in on certain things, and I'm going to take that information, and then I'm going to filter it according to my own weaknesses, my own strengths, whatever, my perspective. You could see the exact same accident and see completely different things, right? So the brain is only supposed, that's all the brain is supposed to do. Now, when I get a download, as I call it, and my brain gives me a story to use as an example, then I tell my client what I heard, and it's up to them to tell me what it means, right? I don't always know what it means. They know what it means. And the heart center is great. It's a great brain to use. It's actually got all the same neural pathways as the brain does. But it tells us, it speaks more to our soul and what our soul needs and what our soul wants for evolution, to grow. And our gut feeling is basically where we get warned. You know, we're warned that something's up, something's wrong, something, there's a red flag, you know, what's going on. Often when you feel a lot through your gut, you're moody, you're emotional, this full moon is probably really affecting you, and you, because you pick up on other people's emotions as if they are your own, and it can be confusing. It's a lesson in this lifetime just to be able to differentiate between what is mine and what is yours. A lot of these people become counselors and nurses and, you know, healers.
Right.
So did you find that you became a little lonely when you started this as a full-time position? I mean, it must be hard to shut down and shut it off and kind of not have those interruptions all the time. I would think it would just be so busy.
I think I feel like a lot of people feel, but my level of loneliness is that I find it difficult to talk to anyone in the language that I speak. I don't like to use the word level because that means somebody is below me or above me.
Right.
Yeah, but the language that I speak, I'm a problem solver. I mean, that is my nature. I'm a Virgo. I got a lot of Virgo in me. I'm a Libra as well as I'm an Aquarius. And so I have the ability to see both sides of the coin. I have the ability to problem solve and come up with answers that the universe gives me. And I have the ability to see outside of the box. That's an Aquarian way. So I do it in this out-of-the-box way by using astrology. And because I'm a deep thinker, and my husband now is great. You know, he's fascinated by the deep thinking. But I've been with partners in the past that go, why are you so serious? Why are you thinking so deep? Don't go there. Not necessary. I'm like, but I love going there. That's where I want to go. You know, not too many people want to go there. They don't want to dig down and deal with, you know, somebody can come home and say, oh, my boss is such an asshole. Like, I can't stand him. And I would be like, well, why does it bother you that your boss is an asshole?
Right.
People are like, I don't care why it bothers me. He's just a jerk. It's all him.
I just want to be bothered. So, like, leave it alone.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, and I love that sort of problem solving, you know, all of the issues that the universe has, you know, and I like that that kind of conversation. And not a lot of people like to go there. A lot of people just like to talk about their everyday issues just on a surface, or gossip, or, you know, the sports, or what they saw in Walmart, you know, so, which is fine, but yeah, it can be lonely because I can't have those deep conversations with a lot of people, except with my clients. I have to say a lot of my clients, they're my clients because they want to go there and they can't find a therapist to go there and their friends don't want to go there. And the only reason I have clients that come to me 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a year is because they want to have that kind of conversation.
Yeah, it's very, I think I've recently relocated from an area that I was in a lot for a long time, and I moved far away for protection reasons, and I haven't found anybody to have conversations in the depth that I'm used to having, and I find that it can be really lonely, but it also challenges me to educate myself to become even more expansive with my thinking. And it's been an interesting transition over the last 3 years. It's been mind-boggling, but I can feel you on that. It's like, no, I don't want to talk about Jeopardy. I'm good.
You know what we need to do before, you know, when you're ready, is you need to give me your birth date, and I can take a look at yours. Too bad we didn't do this off air, but I can take a look at yours if you're ready.
2/21/76. I've got a lot of fire and a lot of water.
Okay. So just in case, like when we take some callers on, I just want to ask everybody not just use the numeral one because some people flip it around. So literally say like September 2nd, you know, whatever the year is, or August or June or July, because then I don't have to waste time asking the questions. But yours is obvious. So, because it's a 20, you know, it's over the number 12. So it's 26 in February.
February
and,
21st.
Do you know what, 21st. And do you know what time you were born?
No.
Around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Cool. And in the United States?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so you do. You know, you've got the Scorpio moon, right? So let me take a look. Yeah, and then you're Pisces. And then you got all that air in your chart as well, too. So that's really cool. And, you know, actually in about... a little while from now, but I would say in 2020, so actually the beginning of 2020, you're going to be going through what's called a life, a spiritual rebirth. But in 2025 is when that the spiritual rebirth will be complete, and then you're going to move into a whole new area in your life. So you'll move. Your job will change. Your direction that you want to go in will change. The book or the fame or the politics that you wanted to get into is going to begin at that time. So right now you're letting people go. People are coming to you that are from your past life or even from your childhood experience, and it's allowing you the opportunity to make that final closure and to heal and to get rid of them, basically. The ones that stay
on board.
That's
right on the money. Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that stay on board are tried and true, right? And you'll be lucky if you got one. And I'm not just meaning you. I mean anyone who goes through this kind of a soul rebirth. And a big part of it, a big part of your awareness in your awakening, I'm trying to do the math here, would have been, I think it would have been about 2010. But let me take a look at that before we finish. I'll take a look at the exact date. But it was like, it was difficult at first and it was lonely at first, but it came out as that's when you realized what your gift was. You realized your psychic ability. You pick up everybody that's psychic or that are healers, because you're here as a brand new, you're a brand new baby healer in this lifetime. But you're well advanced in past life as the healer of the mind. So healer of psychology, psychiatry, fears, anxieties, addictions, sexual abuse, which is all the things you went through as a child. And that's what you're here to help people with. You can even do it like this with radio, right? You got people coming on and you're helping people that are experts to help people who have these abilities, and because you're Mars in Gemini, so you're here to be an almost like a newscaster. You're here to teach, you're here to preach, you're here to share the information, gather the information, then share the information. You make a great writer. Great writer.
I've written 9 books.
You've written 9 books?
I didn't
even do my research on the person who's interviewing me.
Well, that's the whole point of how I do this radio show. I don't want anybody to know anything because we're two strangers sitting on the couch getting to know each other like strangers should. And I think the excitement is how we evolve in that relationship, because you get to know the ooey-gooey stuff that if you were pre-planned, you wouldn't really tap into. So that's why I like doing it this way. But, yeah,
no, you're right.
2010 was a pivotal time period for me. That's when I realized I needed to leave my ex-husband. And that's when all of the relationships just, I started cutting all of that. But next year you're saying something exciting is going to happen? I'm going to win the lottery or something? No?
Win the lottery. You, for 2020, everybody always wants to know that, right? When am I going to win the lottery?
I had 40 years of hell. Can I have 40 years of pleasure? That's all I want.
Yes. Yes, that's all I want. You have gone through the worst of it. You've got one more year, which is going to work on the direction that you're going on with your speaking, your teaching, and your writing. And it's going to seem like, and this has been happening literally since mid-June, just like a month ago. And all of a sudden you're just up against roadblock after roadblock. You're communicating with people. You're talking to people. Maybe you've got a new book that's a little radical that you're wanting to have it you know, presented by a mainstream publisher and they're wanting to change it and you're like, no, I'm not changing this. You know, that sort of energy, that might not be exact, but that sort of energy. And it, the idea is that you are supposed to change it, but not in the way that they want you to change it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have any anything like that going on. It's housing. My housing situation seems to be the only obstacle.
Okay. And are
so
you
might not
being... Yeah, it might be. Well, let me see where it is. It's Mercury is in the 8th house. So that's not to do with housing. Let me see. The housing would be in the 4th house with Pluto. No, I don't see it's the housing because this is something long-term because it's going to February 2021. Okay, so if you didn't feel the... Now, the housing, if there was a radical change that's sort of kicking you out or making you move or moving you in a different direction, if that happened in mid-June, that could be the housing, saying, you know, the universe doesn't want you in this environment. The universe wants you over here because this is where you're going to meet up with where, you know, your book, your art, your speaking, your career is going to change. And this is a process that's going to happen until February 2021 with specific dates. So I'll give you the specific dates that you can take note of, you know, another time when you're off air, if you like. But let me look at your Mercury is in 6. So the next, the date was just June and very sudden, unexpected. So if that was your housing situation, then that's a part of this transition. The next one is April 2020. April 2020, just to the onset of May 2020. And then the next is, and it's all going to change your financial situation. So the next, and in, for the positive. So the next one is between December 21st, 2020, moving into February 2021, and then it's done. After all of those, and those, every time that those dates I gave you, there's going to be radical change, radical change, radical change. The rug's going to be pulled out from underneath you because the universe wants you off in another direction. And if you can go with it, go with it. Like, go with the flow as much as you can because it's moving you towards having more stability financially as well as having freedom. So that you don't have to go to work at McDonald's 9 to 5 or work back in an office, a clinical, you know, 9 to 5. You want to have freedom that you want because you're very freedom orientated. But it also wants you to, well, it's going to make you more money. That's what it's coming down to. It has all to do with self-worth, and self-worth is leads into the financial stuff. I still see it being around the writing of a book or speaking or teaching, but it's all around psychology. I don't know what your books are about, but it's all around the power of the mind.
So I will tell you, my college degree is in child psychology and development, and I minored in art because art therapy was my thing. So I love to play. And I think that playing and having that casual conversation, and I think it's not contrite, it's not, it grounds you in an authentic place. So that's always been my world. I have 2 books in editing about my personal life, kind of memoirs, and they're very, very personal and real, and they talk in depth about my childhood and abuse and stuff like that. Maybe that's what you're talking about. Maybe I'll be picking that back up. Or maybe I'm just going to write another book. I don't know. This is exciting.
No, it's something brand new. It's something brand new. It started this journey about doing something brand new, very radical, very different than what you went through, as it's not to do with your childhood. It does show a very dominant parent that you had in your childhood. One of them was very controlling. Another one, or if not one and the same, had alcohol or some kind of abuse that way, and one was missing. it does show that, you know, that abandonment as a child, all that stuff. But this, there's a unique of what happened to you when you were younger that you may not have completely disclosed. And it has to do with that. That has to be written. How you survived that part of it.
Okay.
And it started in May 2018. So there was a relationship that you were in May, or ended in May of 2018. And there's a lot of, if I can say this on air, can I be candid
yeah.
with you?
Be candid with me, girlfriend, because I haven't had a relationship in a while.
There's a lot of sexual kundalini root chakra energy in your essence. Right?
Oh, girl, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so for good or for ill, right? Like, I mean, that can be scary. There's a lot
yeah.
of, I see dead people in your essence as well, too. You have that ability to see past the veil a bit. And you're coming into awareness of the emotional, psychological, what it did to you emotionally and psychologically. And I'm not talking about mainstream, like, made me want to commit suicide, made me, you know, not have commitment phobia or commitment issues, not that type of stuff. It's something deeper than that that you're becoming aware of in the next year and a half. And then that's what you're going to be teaching and writing about.
All right. I dig it. Little sparks of inspiration are popping up in the cranial cavity, please. It's not always hollow.
Well, you know,
yeah,
and that's, I like how you said that earlier, because we want to empty ourselves. And it's very hard for a Scorpio moon person to surrender, because you don't want to be vulnerable. I mean, you grew up vulnerable, and you don't want to be vulnerable. So you control it, so you become the exact opposite. You become, like, as tight as a drum. You know, like, no, not anybody coming in here. So,
well, and that's been an incredible journey for myself personally, is that, like I was telling my last interviewee, it was really dumbfounding to me when I was teaching a life coaching course at an adult ed facility many moons ago. And this woman got very angry and frustrated with me, and she said, how can you tell me how to better myself? You've never gone through anything. And so there's that Scorpion moon where nobody knew anything, because I can, you know, keep that very tightly sealed. And in that process, I'm going to say that was like 2007, 2008, was when I really started to open up to the reality that maybe it wasn't healthy for me to keep all of that sealed and to become authentically me. And this is who I am. You know, I've got scars. I've got broken bones. I've got all of that delicious, wonderful experience, warrior goddess stuff. And I think for the last 2 years since I've relocated 2,000 miles away, I've really come into my femininity. And I wonder if that's what that sexual essence that you were referring to, because I'm really appreciating being a woman. I'm really appreciating being sexual. I'm really loving the fact that I can be sensual. And I want that, and I want to embrace that. And so I walk lighter. I walk more fluid because I enjoy my femininity. And I only thought that was age. I didn't think that was in the stars. Shoot, girl. I just thought I was getting older.
You know what's wonderful about that? What's wonderful about that is that you have to open yourself up, and you have to be a bit more vulnerable in order to allow yourself to feel those other wonderful, passionate, compassionate, and sexual feelings. And when you're able to do that, now you can. You're open. You're a bit empty, which is great. Now the universe can fill you up with new information that you need to write about, and that's really what it comes down to. People need to empty themselves.
I think, yeah, and I think it's a process, and I think you have to get really good with yourself, and I think feeling secure about
Absolutely.
Making that decision to surrender and just
yeah.
be good with it. It just is. There's, you know, I've fought most of my life, and I'm a very proud warrior goddess. You know, I'm very proud of having that determination and that spirit. However, I don't need it anymore. I'm done with fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a place that has taken me a long time to get to, but it feels really good.
So a lot of your, because a lot of your physical issues would have been or are definitely the central nervous system, definitely affecting from the elbows down, especially your hands and your wrists, and also the sexual female areas, including a type of IBS, which, you know, you have problems with elimination. A lot of that should have started to heal itself if you're going through that.
It did, and I'm a celiac, and I think a lot of that gut stuff is from keeping my story bottled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay, this
and
was
so
fun.
I have one question, though. I have one question I think your audience would want to know, too, but why did this happen to you? Why did this happen to you?
Which part?
Your childhood, your life. Why were you born into this life?
Well, you know, and I write about that in my book, Having Tea with My Skeletons, because I pull out each skeleton in my closet and I literally sit there and write exactly what happened, the whole thing. And I think as strange and perverse as this might sound to some people, I think it was to ensure that I would come out to be compassionate and an advocate for other people. So I think if I didn't experience that path, that journey, I might have been more Scorpio than Pisces. Does that make sense? I might be more...
Yeah.
more.
Well, let's put it this way. Scorpio is three different signs. It's the snake, it's the scorpion, and it's the phoenix. A lot of scorpions are the snake or the scorpion. The phoenix rises above
phoenix.
The ashes, right?
I'm
so
a phoenix.
You've risen above the ashes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
and
I
you
think,
know what?
What?
Go ahead. No, I,
no,
think
I was
you,
just going to say, I think...
You couldn't have said it better because...
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's really hard for people that go through an enormous amount of abuse to understand this. But our greatest... achievement in evolution for a soul is to have compassion. And how better to, one of the highest lessons in compassion is to love the people that you hate, is to love the people that have damaged you and hurt you, is to love regardless of the fact that you were hurt and you were damaged and you were in pain and you were tortured and et cetera, and still rise above that and still love. That's pure compassion.
Yeah, I think I it took me a long time to get good with that, but that's the only comfortable answer that I have is just to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I do. I think I do good work out there in the world. I hope I do. But from that, I have my own narrative that I had to change. So that's cool. We're there.
Yeah,
and
I always tell people you have to like them.
Yeah, exactly. But I haven't been happier. Like, this has been as rough as the last few years have been. I've been happier than I've ever been in my entire life.
Because
it doesn't make sense
to
a lot of people, but... Huh?
No, because you've surrendered. And when you surrender to accepting the way your life was and learning what you had to learn, then that's a freedom. That's a freedom that you're not trapped in your story, your history. You're not trapped in that. So that's a sense of freedom, right?
Yeah. Yep. That felt good. Thank
so
you.
A new book is coming out of that. Stay tuned, folks.
I know, I feel it. Like, I'm turning. I'm like, okay, I'm turning. This is exciting. What's going to... Yay, I'm opening up new parts of me that I didn't even know existed. Or maybe I did, I just wasn't paying attention.
Well, you will now because you're more open. So now the universe can fill you up with whatever you're supposed to be writing about.
Well, what I love about those dates is 12-21-20, 2-21-20. There's a lot of twos in there, and cosmically that's a good number.
Oh, but, yeah. Never looked at it that way.
Yeah, I've got 12-21-20, 2-21-20. So that's 3-3-4, yeah. So 7-8, those are all 8.
And you got a new relationship coming in after March 2020.
Oh, and bigger than that, girl, you gave me all 8s. Look, so 4-2020, that's 8, 12-21-28, 12-22-21. I'm like,
I love 8. My favorite number. Infinite,
yeah.
Infinity. And it's money.
Groovy.
8 is a money number.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so maybe it's not the Powerball, but it's definitely, you know, coming into my own and finally having that feeling of self-worth. That's really cool to even think about. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how many other people out there would love to have that feeling.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Right?
And you know what? The byproduct is vacations. The byproduct is having a home that you love. The byproduct is having a relationship that you love. The byproduct is loving who you are. Those are just byproducts. Those are not the goals.
No, loving who I am is my goal. Being a hugely sparkly person in the universe, that's my goal. I actually wrote the other night, I was like, what? Is it selfish of me to want to be so bright that I'm in competition with all the stars? And not in an ego sense, not in a, you know, being famous sense. I mean spiritually bright. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Because really what we're here to do as a soul, our soul lives forever. Our soul never dies. Our energy never, ever, 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 ever dies. There was never a beginning. There's never an end. That's really hard for people to conceptualize, but that's just the way it is. You might believe in the Big Bang Theory. That's a whole other topic. But the essence of who we are is that for the we are to be a conduit. And all you want is to say, I am a conduit. I want the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, fill me up and use me the way I need to be used to help other people so that I can shine a light on other people. So it can help people shine their light. You know, let me be that person. You might be a teacher. You might be an author. You might be a physician. You might be a janitor. It doesn't matter. You just want to be that vessel that allows other people to shine brighter than what they were yesterday.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I love it. Feels good. All right. So are you ready for a caller?
I am.
All right, my friend. Let's see. We're going to randomly pick a caller. Make sure that you understand it's only a couple of minutes and to give the full month, full date, and full year. All right? So I'm going to pick. All right, my dear, you are a caller, the winner caller.
Yay!
What's your name?
Yay,
your name, I love it.
Yay!
Yay.
Catherine.
I love it.
June 26, 1975. And really great show so far. I've learned so much already. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
For listening.
So what is your question?
I'm waiting on my next step, and I have two potential people that I'm in talks with. One is a female. She's a Libra. The other one is a man. I don't know his sign or birthday at all. I'm sorry. But I'm just waiting kind of to see which one would be the one that I work with in, you know, the next couple of months. You know, to make that next step.
Yep. Okay. So first of all, just you're welcome. Just briefly to talk about who you are. You're a leader. You're an activist, and you're a feisty one. So you're here to fight for the rights or fight for other people. You don't give up. You want to be careful that you don't fight too hard. You know, sometimes that's the universe's way of saying you're going in the wrong direction. Stop fighting it and let us move you. Let us re-navigate you. And that's been your confusion since April 2017. If anything is going to make you feel better here, all of that confusion, especially around communication and exploring what's happening inside of you around communication, will be clear in February 2020. Okay, so you're at the finish line right now. You've been going through this since April 2017. So you got five months left. And, yes, the communications that you're going through, the Libra one, I got a really good energy around the Libra one, more of a quieter personality, but not once you get to know them. And all of this will start to come into play. You'll get the answers that you're looking for. If there's either paperwork or some kind of information you're waiting for, you'll get that in the mid part of August, and things will start to play out in September and October, and then it's actually moving in the direction. It's solid. It's a solid, tangible thing in December. And then after February 2020, the confusion lifts. Some of the fog still needs to lift. You're not clear on some things. I don't want you walking in the dark and bumping into things, and, you know, and literally that's what's been happening. And that's going to be over.
I do that all the time, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's with the power of your mind. So let me just take a look at one more thing, and then we'll wrap that up. There's still somebody new coming into the picture, and that will be revealed to you in October. And I see that as a very feminine energy. Now, you're here as a Cancer, but the rest of your chart is nothing like that. You're very cerebral. You're very action-orientated, and you can turn on a dime. Like, you can work in emergency situations, but you're here to feel more. You're here to use your intuition. You're here to use your gut feeling. And you get intuition like this. You get intuition like this. But then what happens is you start overthinking it, and you confuse yourself. So what's happening now, you're learning to stop that overthinking. The universe still wants you to multitask. It still wants you to gather information and teach it to people and be the leader of sharing that information with people, with large amounts of people. You're going to be working with large crowds of people. But it's working in the field of either emotional care for the elderly or children, or it's around emotions. But it comes from you surviving, literally surviving a battlefield as a child. So this all comes from that. So a little bit of mental clarity coming your way in the next 6 months, and then you're on your way. Does that make sense to you?
All of it I could take, except the field, but I mean, I mean, art heals. I'm an artist. I write, I dance, I act, I draw. But here's the thing. I went to school for psychology, so are you saying go back to that more? Or is it just maybe it's coming through, like, in my art now, that kind of caretaking quality?
The way that you express yourself is very animated. And there's a lot of, it's not really psychology. It's more of helping people bring their emotions to the surface.
Okay.
It's very emotionally based. So, and it's also not just entertaining, but it's informative at the same time, what you do. So the question is, what information are you wanting to teach while you're doing your performance art? What is that? That is what you don't know. That's what you're working towards. That's why in the last 2 years, every time you try something, it's not working. Because it's the universe's way of saying, that's not where we want you to be. That's not where we want you to be. That's not where we want you to be. Right?
Wow.
So when I said it's information based, and you went, what is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part when it was web-based.
You said it was, I said it was information. It was, I said it's not just entertaining. It's that you're teaching or
yeah.
you're sharing information. What is that?
I always, yes, I even say not only to entertain, but to enlighten. And it's funny, I always, like, my stories, there's always, like, a child in it, like you were saying. And, yes, I have survived a lot. No, I think you're awesome. I think you're fantastic. No, you've hit everything, and it makes so much sense. Like, yes, I'll either try to teach something, like, for children of divorce or battered women or, you know. So, yeah, no, you, my goodness, you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? I want you to entertain yourself working with the school systems or working with even standing up and teaching and animated. You're very animated, using animals, using the animation of Mother Earth, of nature, etc., to teach children how they can survive, just like you did.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. How do I get in touch with you?
You know what? That's a good idea. We never did mention any of that. @ColleyHall.com. www.atcolleyhall.com. All of your listeners will get $50 off. So you *50 when you book an appointment with me. And you can ask Colley Hall on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much. My goodness. That's just so beautiful. Very accurate. It's so right. Everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yay.
And you know what? I can tell when I hear that kind of response and I can hear a quiver in her voice, that's when I touch someone's soul. And this is not a person, I'm looking at her chart, not a person who cries easily unless she's moved. And she's pretty strong, very independent person. So that's when I've touched the soul. That's your soul speaking to me when you get those tears or when you feel that vulnerability that she hears me. The soul is crying because the soul is like, she hears me. She's speaking to me.
She, I think, and what I loved about her energy is she was just ready, like so excited and ready and open. And I think you satisfied something that maybe was subconscious for her, but it's going to be exciting to see what happens in the future. So hopefully she'll keep us posted.
Absolutely. Keep me posted. You just join my Facebook page and keep me posted.
That's right. All right, Ms. Holly. So we have all of your links and your website and your Facebook right on our summary here at Blog Talk Radio. But for those of you who are not looking at the summary, Give a shout out to where they can reach you one more time before we go to another caller.
Yeah, so it's askhollyhall.com. So it's Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, H-A-L-L, as in the hallway. And I'm basically Ask Holly Hall on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. I have an Ask Holly Hall Facebook page. But what's the best place is to join my private Ask Holly Hall group. And those are the places where those members get special deals. Once a week, I have an hour of a live call where everybody can call in and get free readings, just like I'm doing here. They get discounts there and everything. So Ask Holly Hall.
So you do this a lot.
How
is your energy level at the end of the day? You must be zonked, like totally drained, I would imagine.
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I have a lot of regular clients, so that's just like having a dialogue. And it's not brand new. I'm not, like, worried about, you know, whether I'm going to connect or not. And I don't know why I go through that, because every time I connect, but I still worry that there might be that one. And if it's really difficult for me to crack through, because ego sometimes comes into place and people don't want to hear what I have to say, then that's draining. That's draining, because I have to just keep working with spirit to try to find a way to crack through and break open the barrier of the language barrier that's happening. But otherwise, I'm energized a lot of the times, actually, because I just feel people react just like that girl did. I mean, almost every time people react that way. And I'm just like, I'm so humbled. I still Like, my husband will go, you help so many people. And I still feel like I'm not, but I am. You know what I mean? So it's humbling, and it's validating that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I love that. Validation is so important in day-to-day, and I think it's beautiful when you are able to sit back going, wow, I actually did that. And after as many times as you've helped other people, it still inspires you. And to me, that's just the most authentic and beautiful place to come from as a person.
Yeah. And I'm just a conduit, right? I'm just a vessel, but
right.
I'm able to be a part of the audience of the play that's going on with many people's lives, and that's really cool.
Yeah. Yay. I'm so excited. I love this. Are you ready for your next caller?
I am.
All right. Who's the lucky caller? Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. I feel like I'm Vanna White.
Yeah, we need the wheel. Like,
I mean, no, exactly. All right, lucky caller, you hear me. You know you're there. Who are you and what would you like to know?
Hi, my name is Malvina. My birthday is May 15th, 1983. And what I would like to know is I would like to find another job. And I was wondering if you see me going on to another location.
Okay. That is a great question. I'm just pulling up the chart right now. And, yeah. So some of the job shifting and change happened to you in March of 2019. Does that make sense?
No. I gave out a lot of resumes in end of May and June.
Okay. Were you working in March?
Yes.
Did you quit a job in March?
No. I mean, officially, I'm still with my job, but I don't want to go to something else.
Did you make the decision in March that you wanted to, something happened in March? You got this aha moment that I need something different. I can't do this anymore.
Maybe. It was a hard year, so it was kind of one of those everyday things, but it was an aha moment.
Yeah. Because some information, some kind of conversation that you had in March began this search around finances, has to do with finances, around the job. And it was that you wanted to be more validated around your finances, that you're starting to recognize that you're good at what you do. You're a very loyal person. It's not easy for you to make a change. So usually make that change right at the bitter end, like right when you can't take it anymore. And there is your dream job that's making the finances that you want to make, but I'm not seeing that happening until December. Okay. It's possible that you will get job offers, and I would consider taking, like, if you're okay financially until December, then, you know, just wait until December. But if you're not, then I suggest that you take a few of these jobs, because these jobs will lead you to the job that you're going to get in December, early January. That's very financially rewarding. Very financially rewarding. So some of the jobs will be, one of the job will be like a blessing in disguise, and that you're going to hear about August 15th.
Okay, wow, that long? All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So August 15th, it's fun what desire does, right? So yeah, so that is a month away. Well, it's about three to four weeks away. And the information you'll hear about at August 1st, but it won't manifest in August 15th.
Okay. Oh, you just made me very happy.
Oh, good. Good. And you know what? Do you work with finances, or do you work in the caregiving industry?
I'm a teacher, kindergarten.
Okay. Very good. So it might be a temporary job that you get, and then it leads into something permanent in January, February.
Okay.
Okay. And you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing because you're a great caregiver. You're very nurturing. You love kids. So
thank you.
Good for you.
Yay! Another Yay. Happy call. I love it. High five, girlfriend. You got this down. I have full faith that you know what you're doing.
I hope so. At this point, my couple of hundred of clients that I don't know what I'm doing. They've just wasted all their money in the past several years.
Right? Yeah, no, sorry.
We never know what we're doing, do we? We don't.
No, we really don't. I figured that one out.
I think we do.
I'm like, yeah, I'm absolutely, and it was so funny. Somebody said, oh, my God, you're getting ready to have a teenage daughter. This was a couple of years ago. And I said, yeah, you know what's really cool about that? I said, for the next 10 years, she's going to know absolutely everything and be smarter than anybody else in the world. But after that 10-year date, she's going to be dumb like me. That's
the smartest
happens,
I ever
know.
Was. The smartest I ever was when I was 15.
Exactly. It's true. And somehow, by the age of 25, I forgot everything. I have no idea. Yeah. I don't even know how to tie my shoes anymore.
Because you know what the secret is, right? We're only as smart
Surrender.
As we think. We're only as smart as we think.
Yep. Life is too good. All right, my love. So give us an idea of what you would do for yourself as a psychic to unwind, to relax, to take good self-care.
Wine.
Merlot. I'm ready.
Merlot, yeah. I like my red wine.
Yes.
I like kayaking. I've got a best friend who we solve all the world's problems at least once a week over a bottle of wine.
Nice.
I love to educate myself constantly about the power of the mind, the power of the physical body, anything, reincarnation, past lives. I love Gaia TV. I don't know if anybody knows GIAI. TV. And if you join my group, my private Facebook group, I often share free links that I'm allowed to give out as a member for 24-hour freebies. And I'm not a reader. That's why I knew when I read my astrology books without putting them down that there was something up with this because I have no patience for reading. But I love watching videos on quantum physics. Nassim Haramein is my newest craze. He's a very radical physicist. So, and
yeah.
Traveling. And I've only been traveling for the last couple of years, but cause I haven't been able to travel much my whole life, but I have since I've become very busy in the last couple of years. And I love to learn and travel in different cultures and learn about different people. So I'd say that's it.
So when I become president of the United States, I'm just letting you know that I'm making it mandatory that everybody travel. And I think it is such an eye-opener when you step outside of your little comfort zone and see how the other world really is. Not what you see on TV, not the BS that you hear on the radio, but really experience other people and their wonderfulness. People are just amazing to me, and I just want to hug them and squeeze them and name them all George. I just think we underestimate, right? But I think we underestimate the power of the human capacity. And we're so deliciously flawed and we're so beautifully sewn together. It's magic to me when I travel. Like, I think everybody absolutely should have to travel. I do.
No, I agree with you because I like wherever I go, I need to be with the culture. I need to blend into the culture. I want to go to the restaurants that all the people there go to, the locals go to, and because I want to see, and I'm humbled. Every time I come back, I'm slapping myself going, you know what?
Yeah.
Don't bitch about anything anymore. Like, shut up. But when I
right.
went to Europe, even though they were complaining about where they lived, I was like, oh my, like parts of Europe. I was like, this is so much better the way that your culture is compared to the Western world, you know?
Right.
The Western,
oh, I agree
like all
that.
The oh, they're biking and they've got their little scooters and they're so, they're just so social. You know, they're very social, extremely social. You know, they know who their neighbors are and they know everybody in the restaurant when they go to the restaurant. And it's just like, we don't have that. I mean, I wish we had that.
When I worked for a company out of Belgium, I would fly back and forth quite a bit. And I never wanted to come back to the United States. I was so at peace with the whole world in Europe. I found it to be just so calming for me, personality-wise. It was the arts. You could smell, taste, feel every corner you went to in Brussels. And when I came here, I felt like I was hitting a wall every time I'd enter the country. You know, there's military people, and at the time, there was the bovine disease. I don't remember what it's called, bovine something, and you had to dip your feet in this blue water before you could cross over into the country after your plane, and just very different, you know. And I never would have had that experience if I wasn't fortunate enough to been offered a job where I would be able to go overseas. And as an orphan, I was kind of like, whoa, me? Wow. How cool is that? But again, I think it's been mandatory. Everybody should travel, even if it's to a different state.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Say it again.
I'm in Canada. I'm in Canada, and I'm just outside of Toronto. In Canada.
Yeah.
And we're going to go down east. We're going to take two weeks and a bit, and we're going to do all the East Coast. And the East Coast, even though it's still in Canada, it's completely different than Ontario. Very different, very slow-paced, very happy, everybody's your best friend. All the cars stop when you're standing at the edge of the road because they're going to let you cross. You're like, what's going on? You know, it's a completely different culture. So absolutely, go to another state that, you know, is at a different pace than you are.
I think it just expands your mind and expands what you are as a person and what you're capable of as a human on this planet. And with the culture that we have currently, I think it's even more important to get to know neighbors than we have in the past. Because, again, I'm coming from a compassionate place. I always will. But the world is just gorgeous, and I can't even emphasize how important it is to really embrace it.
Absolutely.
All right, my love, do you want one more?
Yeah, I'll take one more.
All right. One more, and then we are done. Who's the lucky person? All right, come on. Well, evidently this person is, because I can't scroll past them.
Hello?
Hello,
hi.
Hello, caller.
Yes, my birthday is May 15, 1942. My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. You're May 1942.
Yes.
How are you, Maria?
In May 15.
Are you born in Italy?
Yes.
Where in Italy? I was in Italy last summer.
Provincia Palermo, Termini Imerese.
Wow. I don't know
what you said,
but it sounds beautiful.
You're Italian too?
You're
Italian too?
No. Some people think I am, because apparently I move my hands a lot when I talk, but I'm not. But we have friends in Italy. And we visited everywhere. It was just gorgeous. It was one of my favorite. We went to five different countries, and that.
I know, it's beautiful. That's I want to know when I'm gonna go again. I was going to Simpa. This is best of the same. I want to go again. So I'm gonna go soon.
You want to go one more time, eh?
How many times I got to once I made to live, I want to go.
Let's take a look at what's going on. Oh, my God, honey. Okay, so do you want to move there permanently? Is that what I heard you just say?
No, because I got my daughter over here. I know I'm good. I want to go, you know, stay a little bit. I want to go with my daughter if it's possible. And again, you know, things like that. For vacation.
Moon Sun. So let me just take a look. I'm going to give you some dates where, and actually, Moon Sun, so you're going to be able to afford it on these dates. Miraculously, you're just going to be able to afford it. And so the dates that I'm going to give you, and these are all the dates. Did you already go in February, last February?
No, last December, for Christmas, I was there. Last Christmas, I was in my country.
Okay.
This year.
So you will be going, you'll be going in December and in January.
Again?
Yeah. And
I love you.
And I love you too.
I love you very, very much.
You're also going to be going in. I know, you're so sweet. You're also going to be going in February of 2021. You're going to go again.
Yes, I believe that one. I got to go again. You know why? Because I got to know the cemetery for my mother. Because yes, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, and you're going to be taking people with you. You got a daughter. I don't know if you got a granddaughter. There's a lot of women around that that you're going to be taking with you.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to be the woman up in this world. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Enjoy.
Thank you. I'm going to go this in December now, and then the 19th, 21st. Thank you, you
guys.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank
you very, very, very much. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, that gave me tears. She was so ridiculously cute. I just wanted to squeeze her.
I did. I wanted to pinch her cheeks. You know what that's called?
Right.
I think it's a Belgian name. It's called a giggle. G-I-G-I-L, and it's their own word that means you're so cute, I want to pinch you.
Yes.
She was a giggle.
She was a giggle. Oh, my God, she made me cry. She was like, you could feel through the phone, you could feel how important this trip is to her and to go a couple of times. Wow. And so the money is just going to appear because the universe is like that.
Yep.
The universe does a pretty amazing thing. Lord.
And for her, it's not just a trip. It's not just a trip. This is her going home. Like, her heart is there now. Her soul is there. Every time she goes, she's going back to a place where she's getting in touch with her soul and getting in touch with her heart and, like, kissing the ground, you know? Like, this is what it means to her when she goes back. And that's what, more so now than ever. And she wants to, she wants her family members to experience that, too.
Well, you could feel her vibration so clearly. Like, I have tears in my eyes. I'm so happy for her.
And you know what's crazy? And it's not crazy because this is the way the universe works. But when I was talking to you about Europe, I started our trip last year. We did for 2-3 weeks, and we went to Holland, we went to France, we went to Switzerland, and we ended up in Italy where we knew people, and they showed us all around Italy. And when I was telling you about Europe, where it's very social and you go to a restaurant, everybody knows you, it was Italy that I was referring to. And
that's funny.
I love it.
The universe has got, it's perfect. It's always divine timing. And we really try to swim against that, don't you think? I know for me personally, I'm stubborn as the only redheaded child in my family. And I hold that very true. Those cosmic 2x4s just kind of like pinch you on the backside, and you're like, whoop, oh, yeah, oh, cool, hey. And I love it.
Yeah, and we do. We do tend to swim against it. And that's what I love about my job, about my work, is that I help you swim with it and not against it. Sometimes we do have to go against it according to certain energy fields that I can see is what you're supposed to be fighting for. And for instance, I've got a client I was just doing, just reading for this morning and working on her marriage and her working on that marriage. And she basically said, you know, I'm done. I'm ready to quit. I can't do this anymore. And I said, are you ready to quit tomorrow? Like, are you going to go tomorrow and sign a divorce paper? She's like, well, no. I said, then you're not ready to quit. So until you're ready to quit, why don't you use this in energy to try to make it work until you're ready to quit, which means surrender to saying, I don't have the power to make this work anymore. Something, give me a sign of what I need to do. Forget your plan. Throw your plan out. Give the universe, say, universe, give me a sign in the next 24 hours. And this is a really good full moon energy for everybody to do right now. Give me a sign that's clear as day in the next 24 hours from the universe that tells me exactly what I need to do. Exactly what I need to do. And so I had a reading with her. It's 4:15 here where I am. I had a reading with her at 10 o'clock this morning. She emailed me 15 minutes before I had the radio show, actually. And she had said, I just bumped into an old friend that I went to college with, and she's a therapist. And she specializes in relationship therapy. And she said that she would welcome us here.
That's terrific. I think that's terrific. I love it. I don't believe that there are coincidences. I never have. I don't believe that there's anything other than magic. And I have to tell you that my guest at 1 o'clock this afternoon was just appeared last night, also from Ontario, and she's an alchemist. And I know, trust me, it aligned up beautifully today. So I'm going to send you her information because I the feeling that you two should just at least have a cup of tea together. I've really enjoyed my time with you, and I hope that you want to come back on and that on a private level we continue our friendship because you're just a treat. And I love your humility. I love your gift. I love the fact that you focus the rest of your life on doing good for other people and remaining a positive light and a positive source of energy for people to live and thrive.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I'd love to come back. Read for more people.
Yay.
Let's continue.
We need more gay people.
Everyone. Yes.
More gay people and more giggly people. What did you call it? Giggle?
Giggle. Yes. Giggle people. G-I-G-I-L. You're so
oh
cute.
God,
I want to pinch
so
you.
Cute. I know. Oh, such adorable. So in the last couple of minutes of the show, this is where you get not only get to plug your website and where we can find more information about you, but it's also a great time for you to let us know what you want us to take away from today's show.
Okay. So you can get a hold of me at askhollyhall, HALL.com. And all of my social media is Ask Holly Hall. So Facebook, I've got a group called that. I've got a page called that. My Facebook is where I'm most active and LinkedIn as well. And you can also email me at holly@askhollyhall.com. I want everybody to have a $50 gift certificate, even if you're listening to this at a later date. $50, it's called *50. And that's a code that you'll fill up when you go to my site to book your appointment. That's how you book your appointment. And if there's a problem with it or you've got some complications with payment, which happens all the time, just email me or Facebook message me and I'll help you through it. And I think what I want people to take away from this is that the universe has got your back. It really does. And you are the universe. You are no better or no worse. You are exactly who you're supposed to be. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And the universe wants to work through you. It wants to work with you. It wants you to succeed. And it knows what makes you happy. It really does. there's a new, you know, there's a thing when you get 1111 or you see, like, you know, people got certain numbers. Me, it's like 111 or 1111. I make a wish. It's like a superstition that I have. And I used to make specific wishes. Now I just wish for happiness because really that's what I want. I might think $1 million will make me happy. I might think, you know, losing 20 pounds will make me happy, but maybe that isn't what will make me happy. Or maybe there's something else that I need to do before that that will lead me to that type of happiness. So open yourself up to accepting that you're a conduit, you're a vehicle, empty yourself and allow the answers to come to you, especially you overthinkers, and I'm one of them, where we've always got a plan. You know, we got it all figured out, and you got to let go of the plan sometimes and let the universe knock on your door and give you hints. And that way you take your blinders off and you're able to have a 360 view of your environment, and then you can see. Sometimes we think, has it ever happened to you where you get an answer to a solution to a problem that you've had for a while and it was as clear as day? You look back and go, why did I not see this a year ago? Because you weren't open to it. It was always there. The answer was always there. And it was just waiting for you to get that 360 vision, get that 360 view. And that's what I'm here to help with my clients, is to get that.
I feel like, I just feel like it was perfect. It was a perfect show, perfect conversation. I just feel the energy level is extraordinary and wow. Time for a glass of Shiraz, friend.
Yep. Hey, we're always traveling. I'll probably travel your way sometime and we'll pop open a bottle.
Well, and the fun part about that is my last guest, who is your neighbor, I was like, I've got to make it up to Canada. For some reason, there is this calling where these are people that I want to hug. I just want a hug, like a real hug. 30 seconds, it's all I need, maybe 5 minutes. I don't know, I'm a hugger. But,
I'll be peeling you off of me after 5 minutes.
right? You'll be like, okay, enough. No. Enough, you leave. On a serious note, I'm actually, for whatever reason, very drawn, and it's time for me to go back. I haven't been to Toronto in several years. My last trip to Canada was in Nova Scotia, and that, oh my gosh, beautiful. Nova Scotia is gorgeous.
We're going to be there in a few weeks.
Yeah, so beautiful. All right, my love, it has been a blessing and a pleasure to be with you, and you know, let's do this again sometime. I think it was fun, and I think you helped a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to seeing this relationship in March of 2020. I don't know. I don't know if
awesome.
It's romantic or business or what, but we'll have to dish when it happens.
It's romantic.
It's romantic? Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
You better handle a quirky girl. All right, my dear, lots of love and blessings to you, and I will circle around with you and make that connection, and thank you so much for sharing your time.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and boy, am I rusty. I'm so happy to share my Thursdays with you. Like any day of the week, I'm feeling blessed and grateful and in peace that I do what I do, and I'm able to wake up and just breathe in the delightful nature of this world. I'm so grateful for our guest today because I feel high. I feel like inspired and motivated and excited, and I love that. I love to hear your voices. I love your feedback. I love the fact that you guys listen to us. It's just so humbling, and wow, what an adventure. Life is so glorious. As always, drive 5 miles slower. Take 5 minutes longer getting out of bed in the morning. Oh, wait, that's right. We're on threes today. So do 3 things of gratitude. You've got 3 things when you're lying in bed tonight that you really appreciate and you're grateful for. And, you know, just enjoy. Enjoy your moment. Enjoy your time. Until next week, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
You're listening to Dan.
with Rusty.